Zayin Amid Beis. Bella Salke Daita Chamina Taisi Bamem Atzinu Me'eshes Ach. That is the Gilsa we have in the Gemara. And Pashtis, the Gemara means we shall learn that Amam Atzinu. But just like by Eshes Ach, every Yibum is an Eshes Ach, and we say Esa Deichalei Sase, even though it's Yesh by Chorus. So I would think that if it's Achisisha also, Taisei Bamemetzino Me'eshes Ach, Ma'eshes Ach Me'yadmo, Af Achisisha Tishyabim. And the Gemara asks on this kasha, Midomi Osom Chad Yisura Ochet Rei Yisura. The Gemara asks, you can't learn out from Eishes Ach. Einachanami Esedeich Eloi Sasish Yesh Bekores. That is Dafke one Yisra, but here they are two Yisurim. That is the Pashtas of the Gemara. We had learned Taisus Dav Gimelamed Beis. Taisus Dav Gimelamed Beis wanted to say that this is Pshat in the Gemara. And Taisus says that's not Pshat in the Gemara because Loi Maflaginen Bishum Mokim. We don't find any place where there's a din of Eser Deichalei Sase. We don't find any place that there should be difference, there should be a difference if there's one lav or two lav. That's Taisvus Kasha on the Gemara. And therefore Taisvus says that that is not Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean to learn how we shall learn out of Mamatzinu from Eishes Ach, just like the mitzvahs of Yibum is Deichal Yisar Eishes Ach. So it should be also doichadis achis isha, because if that was the Gemara's kasha, it's amiradike kasha, and there's no nafkamina between one lav or two lav. So Taisva says, be'emes, and that's pechlau no kasha, because you can learn out from eishes ach, because ma'ale eishes ach shemitzvose bekach. That means the mitzvah of Yibun can never be niskayim without this din tchiyah. So therefore the Torah gave a din tchiyah. But Bechlal, you can't learn that Achis Isha from Eishes Ach. So that Bechlal is not Pshat in our Gemara. That's what Taisva says, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. And Taisva says, the Gemara, we're not Goyris by Mamatzinu. And the Gemara, we're Goyris, Taisei Me'eishes Ach. And we should say, Oil the Ishtari, which the Gemara will say soon. That is, the Gemara means this, just like the Torah was matter the Isar Eishes Ach b'mokim Yibum, so Hail the Ish. So the Torah should also be matter the Isar Achis Ishe, and we'll get into the sugya that there's such a musig of Hail the Ishtari Ishtari. So that is how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisei Me Eishes Ach, Ma Eishes Ach Miyabmo, since the Torah was matter the Isar Eishes Ach l'tzeirich Yibum, so in order to enable Yibum, the Torah was matter the Yisra'eshes Ach, Afachis Isha Tishyabim. So in order to enable the Mitzvah Yibum, the Torah should also be matter the Yisra'eshes Ach. So what the Kasha was, L'chatchil Ohil V'ishtari Yishtari. So the Gemara asks, Midomi Hosam Chad Yisura Hochet Chay Yisura. So the Madura Basra asks, according to Taisus, what's Pshat in the Kasha? The whole Kasha was, we should say, Hoyul V'ishtari Yishtari. So the Madura Basra says that the Makshin Bechlau didn't hold of such a musig of Hoyul V'ishtari Yishtari. So how could you say that it should be Mutter the Yisra'eshes Ach? So the Gemara says, no, there is a musig of Hoyul V'ishtari Yishtari. My, the Taima Hoyul V'ishtari Yishtari. There is such a musig that since we see the Torah was Mata one Issa, in order to enable the Kiyam and Mitzvah, so if there's another obstacle involved, will be matter that Isser also. How do we know there is such a concept of Hoyul V'Ishtari, since one Isser became Mutter, Ishtari, so a second Isser will also become Mutter? The Sanya. So the Gemara brings a Beraisa. Now, the beginning of this Beraisa has no connection with Hoyul V'Ishtari Ishtari. We will come to Hoyul V'Ishtari Ishtari at the end of the Yom. The Sanya we learned in the Barais as follows. Mitzoyre shechal shmini shaloi be'erev ha-Pesach. Ve'roa keri boi bayoim v'tovol. Now let us try to understand the problem over here. If a person would be a Mitzoyre and yoim shmini shaloi was chal erev Pesach, so there wouldn't be a problem. If it's Yom Shmini Erev Pesach, so he brings his Kobonis by Yom Shmini, so he's a Mechusa Kippurim, but if you bring his Kobonis Yom Shmini, which is Erev Pesach, so Belayla, he'll be able to eat the Kobon Pesach, so he would, so therefore he'd be permitted to, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash before they bring the kobonis, but al koponim, so he'll shecht his kobonis. Now he's ois machusa kippurim, and then they'll bring the korban pesach. So there won't be any problem whatsoever. The problem arose that ro keri boy bayoin, he's a bal keri v'toval, and he toivled himself. Let us see Rashi. Trei isuri eishes ach v'achois isha. Hoyo v'ishteri isa eishes ach shahoya oleho k'shemeis ochiv b'loi bonim. Just like the isa eishes ach became mutter, ishteri nami isa achis isha. So the isa achis isha will also become mutter. Shmini Sheloi, Shuyoim Havos Kobonoisov, that's the day that the Metzera brings his Kobonis. Vitzorich Lovoi Baharabais, Vilamoi Bisharnikne, he has to come to Harabais, to stand Bisharnikne, Ulahachnis Yodov Laazoro Litain Minhadam Libahinis, and then he sticks his hand, his thumb into the Yazoro Litain Minhadam Libahinis, and let us see the Bach. Svarim Acherim, Sha'oimed Sham HaMetzoyre, the Metzoyre stands in Shara Nikne, Umachnes Yodav Lebohines, and his Machnes is Yodav Lebohines. Sha'af Alpi, Shemishtaleach Chutz Legimel Machnes. Now, how does he get to Shara Nikne? So the Bach says, even though a Metzoyre is Meshulach Chutz Legimel Machnes, that means machne shchine, machne leviya, machne Yisrael. Bishmini shaloi hutalavi bishtei machnes. So yom shmini already, he's already mutter in shtei machnes, in machne Yisrael, machne leviya. Avo bazora einay nichnas, but he's not permitted to enter the azor, ki the isa b'meseches makis tapches. Tome yiye le rabbeis tvur yoim, oi to mosabe le rabbeis mechusa kippur. Betome mish migdosh ksi be parshas pora adume. So, to enter the Azore, to enter machne shchine, we learn that a mechusa kippurim is also to enter machne shchine. Vechutz la azore I efsha. So, memele, so that is why he's not permitted to enter the Azore, because he's a Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim is also B'machne Shechina. So that's why he stands in Shal Nikne, and is Machnes B'hinoisov in the Azore. So the Baal Hago is, V'chutz la'Azore I Efshar, so let him stay Chutz la'Azore, and the Kain will take out the dam and put it on the behindness, that's a yefshir, shlo yipasul b'yaitzeh, so become nifsal b'yaitzeh. Bachnosas yodo, so how do you do this? That's b'yis miktsasi b'mitzoyre, v'lo yishmo b'yis. So therefore, the eitzeh is that he sticks in the behindness, which is a b'yis miktsas, that means the goof is not in the azor, he's not entering the azor, only the behindness is entering the azor. So, l'chayre, A poshet to mitzayre, there's no problem whatsoever. After, if he's in Yom Shmini, is Lamaisa, if he is in Yom Shmini, so Lamaisa is Mutter and Harabais. He's Osar and Machne Shchine, because he's a Mechusa Kippurim, so he makes a Bias Mixus, which is Loishma Bias. So everything is, there's no problem whatsoever. When did the problem arise? V'ro Keri. But this eighth day, which was Erev Pesach, is Ro Keri. Lahochi Nokat Keri. V'loi Tumesheret Unevele. Why did he say that Ro Keri? The Tomei Sheret, V'afilu Tomei Meis, Nichnosen Laharabais. They're permitted in Harabais. Kedemaforish ba'elu devorim, shenema vayikach moyshe es atzmeis yosef imoy, imoy b'mechitzosoy. So the Gemara learns out in Psochim that afilu a meis is mutter a machna leviye, so avada give us a tome meis, a tome sheretz. So memele, so if he would have touched a sheretz, he would have touched a nevele this erev Pesach, there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. Why? Because Atomei Sheretz is Mutter B'machna Leviye. So he enters Machna Leviye, stands in Shal Nikner, and then sticking in the behind this, so Bias Mitzis Leishma Bias, so there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. Bishare Nikna Loinis Kadosh Bekdushis Azor. Share Nikna does not have Kdushis Azor, Kedamrina Bekates at Soylen. Verehem Kaharabai. So Share Nikna is like Harabais. Vyochel Tome Meis Likonis Lishom. So Tome Meis is permitted to enter there. So there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. Avul Balkeri Mishtaleya Chutz Lishne Machnes Kizot. But a Balkeri is Mishtaleya Chutz Mishne Machnes. Kede meforish ba'ilu dvorim, vishalch min amachne chol tzaruha b'chol zov. So, b'chol zov the rabbi's balkeri. Now, a balkeri is also min the reise b'machne leviye. Aba v'toval l'kiru yei. But he tabled himself. So now, we have here a problem of Machna Leviye, since he's a Balkari. Omru Chachomi. Af al pi she'ein tvul yoim acha nichnas. Even though a stamazoi tvul yoim of a Balkari is not permitted to enter Harabais, ze nichnas, he's permitted to enter. Mutev she'yovei esa she'yesh by koris. Yitra Ese Shain by Koris. But there's an essay of Vishalchumina Machne. So that's an essay Shain by Koris. Korban Pesach is an essay Sheyesh by Koris. So we say that the essay of Korban Pesach is Deiche, the essay of Vishalchumina Machne. And, Bekevege says there's another essay. At Tvul Yom there's an essay, the Chavoy Hashemesh Yovei Ala Machne. That's the essay. Chavoy Efter Tvile, so there's an essay, Chavoy Hashemesh Yovei Ala Machne. That means after Erev Shemesh is Mutan the Machne. So in the mail, that's an essay. It's not permitted to come to Machne Leviye before Erev Shemesh. No, so that's an essay. And now there's an essay of Korban Pesach. That's an essay Sheyesh by Koris. So even though normally a Tvul Yoim de Balkeri would be also Likonis Lamachna Leviye, Maharabais, but here, in order to enable him to be Mekayim, the mitzvah essay of Pesach, which is an essay Sheyesh by Koris, is permitted to enter Machna Leviye. Mutav Shiyavi Esei Sheyesh Beikoris, V'yitche Esei Sheyin Beikoris. What does Rashi say?
אף על פי דתבויה עם אחה וקרי, אינה נכנס להר הבייס, דכל תבויה עם הרי הוא בתומה דיין, לתומה ולקודשם ולמקדוש. So it seems Rashi means to say, so he still has tumas keri on him to a certain extent, and that alone should be a reason that he should not enter Harabayis. B'zeh yovil Harabayis, v'yachnes yodav l'bohines, v'yitoyer lechol pischei l'ere, sheyovay asey de pesach sheyesh b'koris, de'im lo yachnes yodav l'bohines. If he will not be machnas yodav lebainis, lo yitoyer lechol pischei le'erev. He will not become toyer. V'yitche asay, divi yishalcho min ha-machne, she'ein boi kores, Rashi says to say, v'yishalcho min ha-machne, she'ein anosh kores, ela abiyas ha-zore, v'zeh lo yichnas la-zore, he's not going to go into the-zore, ela abiyas Zalichnas Lazar al Shari Nikna, Shlainis Kachu, Vyachnas Yodov, Lebohines, Vyitoir Mitzarate, Vishla Pishoi La Azore, and he'll send us called Pesach to the Azore. He can enter the Azore because he's a Tful Yoim de Balkari, and the Skoris of Alente. But he'll send the Shliach, ולערב ירב שמשי ויתוי מכירויה, לערב וביתוי מבבתי תקור בפסח. Is the pastest lotion of Rashi would seem that there's an essay there I say, by a tvuyoyim de Balkari, but al kaponim, the essay of Korban Pesach would be doiche, the essay of Vishalch min ha-machne. Ve'omar Rabbi Yochanan, דבר תורה אפילו לאסי לאסבי. רבי יוחנן said, it's not even an אסי דיראיס, שנמה וימי שופט בקל יהודה לפני החוצה החדוש. מה החוצה החדוש? אמר רבי, שחיד שבו דבום ומותפויים ליקונס למחנה לביה. That Rebbe said that Yeshofet was machadish, that Atvuyoyim the Balkari is Atvuyoyim, Shechit Shebadvorm, Vomut Fuyoyim, Lo Yikonis L'mach Levi, that the Isser Tvuyoyim B'mach Levi is only an Isser Midarabonim, Midivra Yeshofet. So it's Golgut. So Zichri can understand why Yovi Esser Sheyesh Pekoris and should be Yitre, should be Deiche, this Esser, which is only Medivra Yeshofet. What does Rashi say? Yamay Yeshofet, Aishi, Ayay, Nitaru Yisom, Metumisha Biyadayim, Medivra Hayom. Machna Levi, Elahara Bais. Va Oma Ule, Matam, Oyu, Vahuta, Letzaratoi, Uta, Lekiruye. Let us see Rashi. Ba'omar Ula, Memesech Ezvochim. Now Ula had a problem. Ba'omar Ula, Bia Bemikzis, Shmo Bia. Not the way we're learning till now. That a Bia Bemikzis has a Teres Bia. Ba'isivnei Mehodik Toni, Zenichnas Umachnis Yodei Lebohines. Now so then, this parais is very difficult according to Ula. V'yamret Bia Bemikzis, Shmo Bia. Nei nami de nichnas lara bayis mshim desa shem beikoris hu. So that what he enters hara bayis, that's good, that's a nesa shem beikoris, it's a trais, it's a drabona. Okay, that's no problem. Abola bohoines heim eichi motzil mail yodei, but how is he permitted to be machnes yodav le bohoines? I dividi esa shesh beikoris hu. Now this is an essay sheyesh bekoris sai mishum mitzayrem and sai mishum tvuyoyim de balkeri. The kaim lom b'menorches v'kaim mitzra b'mechusa kipurim shenichnas lemikdash onesh koris. So memele mitzad mitzayre, he's also not allowed to enter Ezras Yisrael. He's chayv kos v'ein tzorch leimol tvuyoyim v'shar kolat meim. So now we have here two problems. Vishani Ula, so Ula answered, Shani Mitzayre, Hoyul vuhutcholoi bia bimikzis litzaratoi. So ule sereshtik teire. Taramitzoire, since it was, the teire was mata bia bimikzis litzaratoi, shreyadayin mechusa kipurimu. Every mitzoire is a mechusa kipurim, ube koris, and beemes in its koris. Vuhutcholoi mina teire bia zu bimikzis, and the teire was mata. So we have a gzeiris akosim that the Torah was matter for a mitzoyre kedei letaroi. The Torah was matter abiyya b'mikzis, which in Yisod is an isa shiyash b'koris, but the Torah was matter. Like this will never be able to become Torah. So the Torah was matter kedei letaroi. The isa of b'yya kippurim b'toich hazorim. Isutanami lekiruyoi. So now, so Ula was machadish, is as far as hoil the ishtari ishtari. If the Torah was matter, this iser, kidei letaroi. So memele, if there's another obstacle in our way, there's another reason why he should not be machnis by noisov. What is the other reason? Because he's about to yem the malkeri also. So we say that since the Torah was matter, this is the Torah was matter, the other is also kedei, he should be able to become Torah. Alme, hoyul vishteroi, chadi suri, ishtero nami idach tave gabei. Since with such a svore, from Ulu we see such a svore, that since that with the Torah was matter, one is a lutzerech tarosei, so the Torah was matter also, the other Issa, which is together with it. And that's Pshat, not Gemara. So therefore, since the Torah was matter, the Issa Reishis Och, L'Tzayrech Mitzvah Sibim, else you would never be able to have Mitzvah Sibim, so the Torah was matter, all other obstacles which are in your way in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sibim. Before we see Taisvis, I'd like to say over someone once asked a very Geshmaka Ha'ore. It was Ma'irer as follows, that there's a lumdus of Heil v'ishtari ishtari, since the Torah was matter the bia for Mitzayre, so it'll be mutter for Balkari also. L'chayre, you say, was Ma'ira, that the heter of Metzaire, you need till the Matan Bahinis. L'chayre, after the Matan Bahinis, L'chayre Mitzad Metzaire, he's finished already. L'chayre Mitzad Metzaire, he's finished. Now he's toyer. So the heter is the Bia in the Azor. But the Shehiye, after the Matan Bahinis, L'chayre, you don't need a heter anymore by Metzayre, because after the Matan Bahinis, L'chayre becomes Toyer. So it's a heter of Bia. Now by the Balkari, after the Matan Bahinis, he's still a Balkari. So by him there's an Isser of Shehiyah, so that means those 3 seconds that it'll take for him to take out the Bahinis, so that you don't have a Hoyle V'Ishtari. The Torah was never matter the Shehiyah. The Torah was only matter the Bia. So where do you have the Hoyle V'Ishtari? Someone once asked this Kasha. Now, someone else was Moira. That could be the Kasha B'chal Zatois. Because the Isser of a Metzayre, that is also in Machne Shchine, is also as Mechusa Kippurim. So Mechusa Kippurim, Lachayre, the Tare Lachayre is totally with Achilles Kahanim. If the boss is around this Kozman, it doesn't become Ois Mechusa Kippurim with the Matan Bahinis. The Matan Bahinis is a Seder and a Star, you need Matan Bahinis also. But l'chayre, there's a loche that kahanim oichlam, abaylam, miskapchem, l'chayrem, the kapore
of the Mitzayri comes with the Achil of the Kahanim. So that means the Shehiyah is also problematic. Now the Torah was matter the Shehiyah also. You stick in the Bohinis, you take out the Bohinis. So it could be, you could say, Hoyol be'ishtari, ishtari, and the Shehiyah also. Let us see Tosfos. V'ro keri boi bayoim v'tovo. Perish bekunteres the lahochi nokat keri, v'loi tomei sheretz nevele. Why dafke did he speak about the problem of Baal Keri? Why didn't he speak about other tumis? The tomei sheretz v'afilo tomei meis nichnosim b'machna leviyeh. Kidoma beperik eilu dvor, vafilu meis atzmai nichnas, shenema vayikach moishe es atzmai shoysef imoi, imoi bemechitzoste. That atzmai shoysef was in Machna Leviyah. Ve'ein nirilari, toho do'oma v'yitche asei she'ein beikoris, haynu ese derabono, kidemeforish rabbi yechenin, the Mefarish Rabbi Yechanan. Now, we'll see later, Tosfos later is Mefalpel in this. And it seems Rashi Zichen not hold like this, but Tosfos held, we hear there are Barais. The Barais said that, that he's permitted to be Nichnas Lahara Bais, Mutav Shiyove Esa Shiyesh Bekoris, Vitcha Esa Shein Bekoris. So we have to know, is Rabbi Yochanan chaylik on the Tanakame, or is Rabbi Yochanan meforish the Tanakame? When the Rita is loshen of Rashi, it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on the Tanakame, because when Rashi seems to explain, Afa pleaded to Yoim Acha the Keren and Nichnas Larabai is the whole to Yoim Areu Betuma Daim Latuma Lakotchim Lamigdash means Rashi seems to be saying that a Tvu Yoim is Rashi doesn't say that Tvu Yoim is also a Tzer of Yeshofer. Rashi seems to say that Tvu Yoim the Keri is a din like a Bal Keri. We see, like Abi Trume. So Rashi seems to be saying that the Tan of the Baraisa held that a tvu yoim de balkeri is also min atayre. No, there's a svar of yovei esa sheyesh because vidrasa shein because. And Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish. You know, it's not an esa min atayre. It's only an esa min divrei Yeshov. That's how Rashi seems to learn. But Tosfos, and Tosfos Apilpulated, does not learn, the Ri did not learn like that. The Ri learned that Rabbi Yochanan is being meforish to Tanakam. That what the Tanakam has said. Yovei Esa Sheyesh Beikoris Vitcha Esa Shein Beikoris. It means an Esa de Rabbono. No one ever cholam that a Tvu Yoim de Balkeri is an Esa de Raise. A Tvu Yoim de Balkeri is an Esa de Rabbono. Fine. So now we are speaking about the Rabbonans over here. The whole Gemara that we're claiming a Shaila, how is he permitted to enter to Harabayis, how is he permitted to enter Shah Nikna till Shah Nikna? The whole Shah is only at the Rabbonim. There's no Shah about the Raisa. He's at Tvu Yoim. At Tvu Yoim, there's no Raisa anymore. So, Memela, so we're speaking about the Rabbonim. Beinirilari, the Hodom of Yitre Essay Shein Beikoris, Haini Essay the Rabbonim. The whole, we're only speaking about an Essay the Rabbonim. Kedemephorish Rabbi Yochanan. So if we're speaking about the Rabbonons, then we can speak about other tumas also. V'tomei meis ein nichnas b'cheil nami midarabonon. A tomei meis is not permitted to enter the cheil midarabonon. Kedinistan b'meseches keilim. Hacheil mekudish heimenu, shein oiv deikeichom mutmei meisim nichnosim l'shom. The Chel was an area in Harabayis that from then, there on and further, Atomei Meis was not permitted to enter there. Ezras Noshim Mekudeshes Eimenu Shein Tvu Yoim Nichnas L'Shom U'Bechol Tvu Yoim Ayri. Any Tvu Yoim is not permitted to enter Ezras Noshim. Bein de Balkeri, Bein de Tomei Meis, Sheretz and the Veil of the Kairibu Hosam Le'el. So Memela Sotosvis is asking a Meira de Kekash after this assumption. That means, if we assume that Rabbi Yochanan is saying Pshat in the Tan of the Baraisa, and we're not speaking about the Araises, so now we have a Meira de Kekash problem. That means that a Tvul Yoim be'emesin min ha-Toyre, there's no Issa whatsoever. Atvul Yoim the Balkari, there's no Issa, he's Mutan Harabais. The whole Issa of Atvul Yoim is in Ezras Noshim. Ezras Noshim Mekudesh Emenu, that Atvul Yoim is also. And this means Tvul Yoim the Balkari, Tvul Yoim the Magesheretz, Tvul Yoim the Maganevela, Tvul Yoim the Tomei Meis. All these are also in Ezras Noshim. So Memele, so now we have a Meirdike Kasha. So we have a Kasha. So why do you have to speak Tafka about Keri? He was a Tfu Yem of any Tum. The Oimeri, the Nokat Balkeri L'Revuse. The Afal Gav, the Ishtalach Chutz L'Beis Machnes. Even though a Balkeri is Ishtalach Chutz L'Beis Machnes, Itiru loy chachomim likoneis, the bemokim kores loy emidu divraim. So what is Taisvis saying over here? What is Taisvis answering? So dachsech mer, Taisvis is saying, amoyr de keteretz. We'll say two agdomis. Agdoma number one, it says that Ezras Noshim Mekudesh Emenu, that Atvul Yoim is also. Now let us understand this din. This is Adarabonon de Kedim. It's called Midarabonon, that means Minatoire. Ezras Noshim is Machna Leviye. So Machna Leviye. Tomei Magesheretz, Magenevela, is Mutter Machna Levi. The Rabbonon said that Atvul Yoim is also in Ezras Noshim. That means even though Ezras Noshim is a part of Machna Levi, and I mean, Atoire, there's no Maile over Ezras Noshim than the rest of Harabayis, the Rabbanan said, it's Mekudesh, they said, it's Mekudesh, Emenu, there's a bigger Kedusha on Ezras Noshim, and they said that Tvul Yoim is also Likonis, Ezras Noshim. So that's a Tumah de Rabbanan. That means the whole Inyan is a Dova that was Nischadish mid Rabbanan. A Balkari min ha-Toyre is also an whole Machna Leviye. That's if he's done a Tvul Yoim. If he's a Tvul Yoim, he's a Mutter. A Tvul Yoim of a Balkari that they assert be'ezres noshim, fully assert be'ezres noshim, will say, Rabbi Kevege says in the Tshuvis that midarabonon, they gave it a din ki'ilu loitoval. That means he don't have to be mechadish nui surim. By all tvul yoims, so pshat is that, by all tvul yoims, pshat is what is he? This is Ezras Noshim is Harabayis, and Harabayis, and Harabayis, Atomei Meis is Mutter, Atomei Magesheretz is Mutter, so. Some old Tvul Yoims of this Tumid, there were Mekudesh Emenu, Ezras Noshim Mekudesh Emenu, they made a Kedusha, that a Tvul Yoim is also, there's a Kedusha of Ezras Noshim. So the Iser is also this new Kedusha of Ezras Noshim. This din that Yehoshaphat said, Legabi Abalkari, so Rabbi Kivege says in the Tshuvis, he made ki'ilu, by a Balkari, ki'ilu loitoval. And Rabbi Kevegir says, Amoyre de Gezach, we understand the Taisvis later. And a Balkari that's loitoval, there's a lav in a say. There's a lav also. The Tamas Machnaim, I think that's the lav. So midarabonan, there's a lav in a say. And if midarabonan, there's a lav in a say, theoretically, I shouldn't say, Yove eses sheyesh baikoris v'yidcha lav a say. Because an eses sheyesh, because it's not teich a lav a say. If it's another essay, I say that this essay is olim, yavi essay vitre essay. But if it's a lava essay, he brings a taisvis and chulun, you don't say an essay shesh bekoris, is doicha lava essay. Now the chiddush is over here that the rabbonon loy hemidu divrayim, even though mid the rabbonon it's a lava essay, that's the chiddush over here. Even though mid the rabbonon it's a lava essay, but we didn't say loy hemidu divrayim. So we're saying a moira de kechiddush. That means we're saying a moira de kechiddush by tvul yoyim de balkeri. That even though he's a tvul yoyim de balkeri, that here did be a svara to say hemidu devrayim, because midrabonon we consider kilo there's a lava say is lo hemidu devrayim. That is pshat and taisis. The nokat balkeri le rebuse. The aval gab di shtalach chutzli beiz machnes, a balkeri is in yesod mishtalach chutzli beiz machnes before tvila. Yetiru leich hachomim likoneis, the bemokim koris lehemidu divrayim. They didn't say that, even though it's a lava say mida rabbonon, because they said keilu loy toval, lehemidu divrayim. That's why chapton, Tvuyim de Balkeri. Bim Taima. Bepeiriko yonoito de Ktoni gabi soite. Bim oimrim oitziyuo, oitziyuo, shloite tame azor. There it's speaking about that, she was an Ezra's Noshim. They were mashkeha, the maim hamorim. They said, Eitziyua, Eitziyua, shloi tetame yazor. Uporich, so the Gemara understood what's the problem. The problem is that she might die, half a note, and she'll be metame dazor. So they said, Eitziyua, let's, as soon as she drank, they took her out right away. Uporich, mohod, afilu meis atzma shori. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat in this? You were mashke asoite. She's an Ezra's Noshim. And you're afraid she's going to die. You're afraid that she is going to die. So you said, Eitziyua, kedei, so let's take her out quickly. She shouldn't be metamadazor. So the Gemara asks, what's the problem? This is machna leviyah. Machna Leviya Mace's mutter. So what's the problem? Let her die gizun to hate. Why do you have to take her out? Uporch mohoda filu meis atzmei shori. Umay kushe. Po midarabonon osa. Midarabonon it's osa. That's the whole thesis. Thesis said that was from the Tomei Mace is already is osa in the chel. So Mace is ich osa from the chel. So Memela is so fakir, you have to take her out. The Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam. So Benatan answered, Shloi gozru elo shloi yikoneis. The whole gzere that minachel mekudish emenu sheinich nosim tomei meis nagoi esrus noshim mekudish emenu that atful yoim. So he says, this Issa was only an Issa Knisa. Avolim hukvar shom, legozro alov sheyeitze. But if he's there already, they didn't ask he should go out. Kimen de midaraisa shori likone shom. That means, if minat toire, it's machna leviye, so a mace is mutter to bring it to machna leviye. So afilu de rabbonon asot. Atome mace is also minachel ulamailo de rabbonon asot. But they only made an isa knisa, not an isa shehiye. dem reise shorli kon ishom sam meilem. So that's from the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, what's your problem? If she's going to die in Ezra's Noshim, so she's not nichnas, not a mace that's nichnas in Ezra's Noshim. She's there already. So she's midarabona, they never made an iso shehiyah. They never made an iso shehiyah. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. V'digdek, and he was medagdek, mahodam rinne beperkan ishofen. Koyin sheshimesh betume, if a koyin did davoide betume, ochi va kohanim meitzien oisoi chutz lazore, so his, the kohanim escorted him out of the Azor, out of Ezra's Israel, into Ezra's Noshim, umefatzin moichoi begizrin, and they opened up his head. They killed him, in other words, that was the last time he'll do avoide betume. Und mashme de metzin al michutz la zore shu machne shchine. Und me misse neu sei bezres noshim. So lo chayre, said Rabbi Natam, said, how can you kill him in ezres noshim? A meis of it, a tome meis, is also from the chayl. So how can you kill him in ezres noshim? So also the same thing. The only Issa was an Issa Knisa, not an Issa Shehiyah. So when they bring him into the Ezra's Noshim, he's alive, and then he'll be dead. They didn't bring him, he died in the Ezra's Noshim. So that's no problem. That is the Shtik Torah of the Rabbeinu Tam. V'ri meforesh, the besoite dayek, b'diktoni haitziyuwa, haitziyuwa, trei zimni. They said that twice take her out. The ilav da v'isa, the araisa, oyoyu memarim kolkach, v'ein laharich kam. Now, this teretz is very difficult to understand. Taisha says a very interesting teretz. Taisha says that als the isa da rabbonon of a tomei meis to be in Ezra's Noshim, you say once, hey, tziyua. And he said, the rai say, tziyua, tziyua. And he said, the rabbona, you say once, hey, tziyua. So, since it says, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you say twice? There's no isa, the erais. Rabbi Chanan asks, what's pshat in Tosfos? Before we say over Rabbi Chanan's teretz, I once thought perhaps we can say pshat in Tosfos as follows. L'chayre, there are two aloches by Tume b'Migdosh. There's one aloche v'lo yitamu es machneim. It would seem that the Rambam says such a loshon tak, if a person brings a sheretz into the Yazore, he's metame the machne. There's an issa to be metame the mocking. That's one issa. He's machnes tume b'migdash, he's metame the migdash, es migdash Hashem timei. There's such an issa. Then that's a din in the mokim. I'm metame the mokim, es migdash Hashem timei. Then there's another din. There's a din on agavre, a person who's tamei. So mitzad being metame the mokim, it's tamei already. He's tamei, and the mokim is tamei. That's finished. Now there's a din on the gavre, but don't stay here. Get out. But this is a din on the gavre, that he has to get out. The Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, if a person became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's two drachim, there's a derech aruch and a derech tzore. He has to go out the derech tzore. But the derech tzore can go out afilu ekev b'tzad goydol b'afilu kolayim kuloy. Doesn't have to run out. He can walk out ekev b'tzad goydol. He's walking out. He has to get out. He's getting out. There's never were halachas how fast he has to get out. He has to get out. I'm getting out. What do you want from me? I'm walking. Ekev b'tzad goydol. As long as you're taking the derech tzore, don't make a tour now of the Mikdash. Go the derech tzore, but you go out. So we can understand this, because what is pshat in this? Pshat is that in the Mikdash, you are metaba the Mikdash already. There's nothing but to talk about. If there's an Isser of as Mishkan Hashem Timei, that's finished already. It's Mishkan Hashem Timei. So now there's a din on the Gavri, you have to go out. I'm going out. There's no din in speed. So Memele, so Lachayre Taisus is saying as follows. Lachayre, what shall he see you or he see you? She might die. She might die of an oath. So now, so Taisvis held as follows. Taisvis held that to say that there's an Isser, that means like this. If a mace would be also b'machne levia, so a mace is metame the machne, then we understand very good, it's you. So you have to hurry. You can't, she just drank the mayim hamorim. Who knows what's going to happen with her? She might die for no. She'll be metame the migdosh. So get her out of here. That would be very good if a mace is also b'machne. She's an Ezra's Noshim, which is machne levia. So memele, so if you would say that a mace is also b'machne levia, he's metame the machne. So a male is very good HCU. But a mace is mutter b'machna levia. Atzmas Yosef is imay b'mechitzoseid. So the mace is not metame the machna. No, the Rabbonon said, mi the Rabbonon, a mace is also, a tome mace is also. So could be, this is only a din in the Gavre. This is a din in the Gavre that, I mean, you're not metame the machne, from the Torah, it's mutter, it's not. The Rabbonin said, you have to get out. The Rabbonin said, you have to get out. So they only made dinim on the Gavre. So memele, so if that's the only issa, so what's the islandish? Why do you have to hurry? Why is it Hitziyua, Hitziyua? That's shot in the Gemara's kasha. If it would be awesome in a Torah for a mace to be a machna levia, so then that is falls into the category. So you metame the machna. So if you metame the machna, then there's an inyan to get her out as soon as possible. So then it would be good to loshen hitziyua hitziyua. But since min a Torah it's muta, so the whole iser is only an iser of. So, midarabonin, they didn't say you're metame the machna of minateiritz mutter. They just said midarabonin, you're not allowed to enter, you have to go out. Not like the rabbi Natam. They only made dinim on the gavre. Dinim on the gavre, you go out. Just like if a person became nitma b'migdosh, and there's no problem anymore of being, as mishkan Hashem time, so lemaisi, he could walk out, eikev b'tzad goidu, so she'll die. We'll take her out. What's the problem? Because tumis meis is not metame machne levia. It could be that is pshat and teisus. The ein laharich kan teisus says. Zen ichnas pshat and teisus as follows. We have many times mentioned the nesivis says a gavaldike yisod that by an isod der rabbonon. If a person is even Isser the Rabbonim b'shoigig, he does not have to do tshuva. And the lomdus of the Nesivis is, because an Isser the Araise is a Cheftze the Isure. If a person knew, or if he didn't know, but he did an Isser, so therefore he has to do tshuva. If a person will eat poison, and he didn't know that it's poison, he still has problems, even though he didn't know. The poison works without your knowledge also. So therefore, an Isser deraisa, if a person did an Isser, he has to do tshuva. An Isser the Rabbonon, if the Rabbonon said that something is also, and theoretically, it's not also. That means if a person drank Cholav Akum, b'shoigik, he did Cholav Akum is kosher milk. There's nothing wrong with it. Chazal said, you're not allowed to drink it. This kosher milk you're not allowed to drink. That's what Chazal said. So Memele, so Pshat is like this. So if I drink it, bemezid. So the Isser is not for drinking, not kosher milk. The Isser is, I was moired bedivrei Chazal. They said they said that you're not allowed to drink it. I'm drinking it. So my Isser is an Isser of Merida, not an Isser of Macholas Asuris. So that is Dafke. If I was aware of it and I drank it, so Memele, so I'm Merid B'divrei. If I drank it B'shoigik, so I wasn't a Merid. I was unaware B'chlal that they said you're not allowed to drink it. I wasn't a Merid. And I drank kosher milk, so therefore I don't have to do tshuva. This is in the Sivis and Chayshim Mishpat. So Rabbi Chono wants to say as follows, that since, that means if there would be a tumah deraisa, so then there's a true tumah there, there's a tumah there, so then there's a din etziyua kadesh leitetave yazore, that means then there's a, if there is a tumah, if there is a tumah that chaps dinim, so memele, so then there's a din, you have to get out as soon as possible. Shleite tame yazor. But if it's only a darabonon, so memele, there's nothing here. This tumah doesn't affect the mokim at all. It's only, you have to listen to the darabonon. So as long as you're going out, you're not a moyed already. I'm taking her out. Nothing is, there's no calamity which will occur, since it's only a darabonim. That's how Rabbi Chanan says pshat in Taisus. Zeh nichnas, sho yetzorich lovoi lahar abayis, lameid b'shar nikne. So even though every tful yoyim de balkeri is also likonis lahar abayis, but he's permitted to go with. So he's allowed to stand in Shari Nikna. All the Shaorim to the Mekoymes have the din of the Kedushas Hamokim. Chutz mi Shari Nikna, Shasham Metzaira Oime the Machnes Yodav Labainis. So a Metzoyre is Mutter Amachna Levien, and he's also a Machna Shchina, so he stands in Shar Nikna, which is a din of Machna Levien. Vim Taimer, Lomo Nimno Bishvil Kach Milekacho. So Toisvus asks Akash, why weren't they Mekadesh Shar Nikna? All the Shorim have the din of the Mokim they open up to. So let them be Mekadesh Shar Nikna also. So if the Mekadesh Shar Nikna, he won't be able to stand in Shar Nikna. So he won't stand in Shar Nikna. Yamid be'ezras noshim. So stand in Ezras noshim. V'yachnis yodom l'Shar Nikna. And he'll stick in the behindness to the Shar Nikna. The Shar Nikna will have a din. We had before in the Bach. What's the problem with the behindness? You can't take the dam out of the Azore because it'll become posalat yoytzei. So you need the dam in the Azore. And you need his behindness there also, so that's the problem. But so Taisu says, let's be Mekadesh Shar Nikna. Shar Nikna will have Kedushas Azore. So Memele, when you take the dam there, you're doing it in the Azore. And where will he stand? He'll stand in Ezras Noshim. So why won't that, why? So why won't they Mekadesh Shar Nikna? Uperish Rivon, the Einze Lifnei Hashem. It says in Pesach it has to be Lifnei Hashem, Loihavi Ba'avir HaAzore. That means the Shar is before the Azore. So I feel like you'll be Mekadeshed, but this is not called Lifnei Hashem. Only the Azore is called Lifnei Hashem, and not the Shar Bifnei Azore. Ve'ein Nire, in Taisus is Chaylik and the Ribon, the Have Kodesh Kedushas HaAzore, Have Shape Lifnei Hashem, Fakelted. The Shaila is what makes it Lifnei Hashem of the Kedushas HaZore, or the HaZore alone is called Lifnei HaHeichel. That's called Lifnei Hashem. Al-Kaponim Taisvus holds that it's called Lifnei Hashem. If it has Kedushas HaZore, it's called Lifnei Hashem. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, the Osoi Bishvil Takonis Metzeroim Sheyamdu Shem Sheyogin Aleim Ashar Bechamni Achamo Bekshomim Neekshomim. The reason that they weren't Mekadesh Shar Nikna was that when the Metzeroim are standing there, that they should be sheltered from the elements. That means Ezra's Noshim did not have a roof over it. So if it rained, it was raining there. So for him to stay in Ezra's Noshim would be difficult. So therefore, they weren't Mekadosh to Shahar. So Mamela, if it rains, if it's too sunny, he's not exposed to the elements, and then there'll be Machnes, his Bohines, and Dazor. Mutav Yovei Asei Sheyesh Paikores. Lav Milsa de Psiki. The Yesh Mekoimesh Emidu Devrei Bemokim Kores. Sometimes it's Emidu Devrei. Even though it's Bemokim Kores, I'm reading Bepsochim Perke Ishe. Alakan Loinira Chachomim Lahachmer. So he mentioned before, Rabbi Kibbeinu says, Pshat in this Tosfos, what's that Emidu Devreim? That Lemais, if it would be, because they had a din Keilu Loitova, so it's a lava essay. So if they would have been Mamid Devreim Bemokim Kores, it means they would say in Esser Shiesh Bekores, Doiche Loisasev Esser, but lo Emidu Devreim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Dvar Teira Afila Esser Einbay. So we had like this, the Tanakhama said that the reason we're Matar Atful Yoim the Balkari to be Nichnas Laharabayis is Yovei Esser Shiesh Bekores. And it's matran eser shein by koris. And Rabbi Yechon said, it's not been eser, it's only at the Rabbonon from Yehoshaphat. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Yechonin loy also lifloig a beraise. Rabbi Yechonin is not chaylik on the beraise. The laftanu, Rabbi Yechonin is not a tanu. Kedemuchach, the kedemuchach bekama de ksubis, the mishani arav, Tana hu polig, and Rav, the Gemara says this teretz, v'loi boi lishni hochi la Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara doesn't say this according to Rabbi Yochanan. So memele, sveises Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. So Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana, how could he be cholik on the Tana of the Bereise? So koch is saying pshat the Tana of the Bereise. So Taisa says, afal gav di yesh litchis, it could be that Rabbi Yochanan is cholik on the Tana. No, what? How can Rabbi Yechonin be chaylik on the Tan of the Bereise? Rabbi Yechonin is kemas nisin de kelim. There's a mission in kelim that holds it's only at the Rabbona. This nan, Ezra's noshim b'kodeshes emenu, she'ein tvul yoim nichnas l'shom, avol bahar abayis v'chil shori. So, the mission says that the Yisrael starts off from Ezra's noshim. So this is Zichra Darabono de Kedim. That means if you're splitting up, Harabayis and saying that Tulyaim de Balkari is Mutter till Ezra's Noshim, the Zosef and Ezra's Noshim, this is Adrabon Dimi de Raise. If we hold that Tumis Keri still remains by a Tulyaim after Tvila, is also the Konis B'machna Leviyah. So the imeder aisos goes to machlevi im came by rabbis namilit. So the mipesach rabbis adshal nikne machnelevi. The whole area is machnelevi. Kedesanya b'tesef to b'sefri. So memele. So it could be that there is a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama taka holds that a tvul yoim the balkari has a din of a balkari, and it's taka osam in a teire. And Rabbi Yochanan had a mission in Kalim. The mission in Kalim says that it's only at the Rabbonin, Al-Kochis, at the Rabbonin, because the Bereise says that, the Mishnah says that's only also from Ezra's Nosh. But then Taisa says it's not Mastava the other way. That if it's a mission in Kalim, so it's not Mastava that the Bereise is Chelik, the mission in Kalim. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the Bereise, the Esse, the Ktoni, Lav, Davke, it doesn't mean an Esse. Period. The Lav, Mishum, the Sova, Rabbi Yochanan, Tvul, Yoim, the Zov, Lav, Kizov, Domi, Natasha says, now let's understand this. He says it's at the Rabbonim. So, Lechaira, that means to say that a Tvul, Yoim, the Zov does not have a din of a Zov. The Rav Isle the Rabbi Yochanan b'Seifa Isha, the Rav Isle Peg Beis the Krisis, the Mechusa Kippurim the Zov Kizov Domi. So Memele so Taisvis asks, so how does this stim? That means if Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan holds the Mechusa Kippurim the Zov is a din of a Zov, So what does Shem Rabbi Yechon over here? Elo davkelin yim Pesach habo betumen. Rav is speaking about a Pesach habo betumen lo yoichlu menu zovim v'zovis v'nidis v'yodis. That means if it's bo betumen smeis. Leif tziba tmei meisim. So lo yoichlu menu zovim v'zovis v'nidis v'yodis. So, and that's olagabi achilas kolbonis. There, Rav says, atvul yoim dezov, amechusa kipurum dezov, kezov domi. Lohochi maisi lo bekrisis. That's what the Gemara is speaking about, himself as krisis. Aval inyan, bias migdosh, but look, this will gabi achilas kabonis, atvul yoim dezov, is a dinner of a zov. Mechusa kipurum osid, aval inyan, bias migdosh, lav kezov domi. Gabi bias migdosh, doesn't have a dinner of a zov. So lechayre we have here, this is tiridik alahi desvachim linyan pesach abo betume solgabi achilos kabonas yesed in avazov vaidinozer linyan bias migdosh that he doesn't have a din avazov. What the mashma be sugi the gimelmina that filo neimat vul yoim dezov lav kezov domi also likonis lamachna levia amikra dorish hosam. There the Gemara seems to say that even though it doesn't even deny was of his also bemachna levi and Tosfos wanted to say it's totally habaho. I'm a read the hosam bezov bal gimel rias. They're speaking about a zov a bal gimel rias. The iketarti, that there's two factors. Shehu tvul yoim, is a tvul yoim dezov, mechusa kipurim. So a tvul yoim and a mechusa kipurim, so there, he has the din of a zov. Ava gav de bishmait nami bero, keri boi bo yoim, tava tvul yoim and mechusa kipurim, shorim idaraisa, haini mishim da'ena yal tum achas, is a tvul yoim als keri, is a mechusa kipurim, alt mitzayre, el alt vuyay mishim kiruy mechusa kipurim mishim tzaratoy. But that gemore in Nozer that seems to say he is also minatoyre, that is speaking about that he is a mechusa kipurim dezov, he's a tvuyayim dezov, and there, that gemore holds that he has a din of a zov minatoyre.